And how positive are you about the rest of 2023 and 2024, particularly in relation to that European economy? What are your customers doing? Are they whittling down those inventory overhangs? Perhaps that gives us a boost later in the year. What's your take on this?
I echo what I also see other places, the sort of a spiraling optimism, absolutely. At some point, the inventory levels will have to go down for the simple reason also that some of the products will actually become obsolete at some point. So even though they will not be sold, maybe they at some point will need to be scrapped. But I think we are seeing this happening in Q3, Q4 only. I don't expect Q2 in any shape or form to be materially different, maybe a slight uptick. And again, I think there's a lot of focus on the trades from Asia to Europe and Asia to US. But again, I just want to emphasize that we see the world a little bit bigger than that. Exports, industrial cargo still looking good, I have to say. But I do see people spending a little bit more money. That said, I think the cocktail that is out there is a little bit dangerous. You have sky high inflation still, at least relatively speaking. I know it's down somewhat compared to when it peaked. And then if you look at how the world has been financed over the last year, then the access to capital is simply more difficult. And the access to cheap debt has been financing a lot of the growth the world has seen. And there was no indication that interest rates are just going to plummet because you need relatively high interest rate to manage the inflation. So on the other hand, I do think the countries that are potentially having an issue with mending their debt, they might not just benefit from the uptick in the same way that countries that have a more healthy, you can say, debt and managing. So yeah, that's probably the way we viewed. So conservatively optimistic, but yeah, hope is not a strategy.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.